Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Little clarification. Sometimes this happens with the side question. So we're looking for these mishearings of people listening to a song or something that people pick up and they maybe use the wrong homonym or they just mispronounce something because everybody in the world says it that way.
Yeah, I'll take another layup off the board here just to clarify. Like, you're not taking things for granted. It's not a rock. It's not the tabletop in your house. You're taking it for granted.
Right, yeah. Oh, man, Henry's rivaling Dan in the stick.
I am spitting this with some venom.
Well, I've seen a new side. Now, Dan, when it comes to the parking driving.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, Dan, when you were out there on the traffic wars. By the way, the A&E did a series on Philadelphia on traffic.
Yeah, they need to bring it back.
It was parking wars.
And just have them follow media zones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not make it for granted.
But Dan, did you know we're having more roundabouts in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's great. They started doing that in Fishtown. It worked out real well. Yeah.
And these idiots, to bother us with this, think, oh, that's more safe. It's like, no offense, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. We already did it with gravy yesterday. But the back end. I hate the back.
There's no way Pennsylvania drivers will ever be able to grasp circles.
Yeah, I know. Yeah let's call it.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Pennsylvania drivers are terrible.
Well, let's call
New Jersey drivers are so much better.
Yeah, let's call it circles. You're right. Not roundabout.
I mean, Jersey drivers grew up with circles. It's been their entire life. But throw it in Fishtown, and it's a nightmare.
You know my advice, right? Do not stop for anything, but don't go fast. You just go.
Well, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's what you have
to
do.
You stop at the merge sign.
No, you don't do anything. No. Right, exactly.
Can I take my my word off?
Yeah, your word, yes.
Well, first off, I don't know if anyone's taken off, but a lot of people call Alzheimer's Alzheimer's. Was that taken off?
No. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's Alzheimer's.
When I come to it, I avoid it. I just don't say the word.
Or Alzheimer's, a lot of people say.
I'm flipping coins. Which one is it? Don't say this. Don't say that.
I got another one, too.
Yes.
The word that follows garlic or chipotle a lot of times, aioli.
Ro, the bat signal. I'm going to give Ro a bat signal that will go off.
Give it a try, Doc.
That might be a whole specific.
Aioia.
No, it's aioli.
Aioia. I'm going to Sicily, and I'm saying aioia there, and I'm saying gravy, too. I'm going to get a riot in Sicily. Don't forget the big trip. Giuseppe was great yesterday. All right, so a couple things. One, Mike Walls is out. And I'm not sure on the inside why. I know he had the problem with Goldberg and Atlantic and the signal thing, but I think Hegseth has done that kind of routinely. I hope it's not that Laura Loomer creature the woman who sometimes gets the president's ear and says everybody is not loyal to him. Mike Waltz is, was he an Army Ranger? He wasn't a SEAL. I think he was an Army Ranger. When you're around him, you can feel the intensity that he brings to it. And yeah, there was a screw up there with Goldberg being on that signal call. But it saddens me that Mike Waltz is now out as national security, and they're claiming, again, there's chaos there and all. Well, they say that about Trump, too. I mean, well, what chaos with Mike Waltz? I think this is an internal power struggle, and until I see something else, I don't like it. And I think in this role, we shouldn't bypass it just because you're pro-Trump. Mike Waltz gave up being a congressman. I don't know if he's going to run for the Senate at some point to take this job. He's the guy you'd want in a foxhole with you, in my view. And I don't know why he's out. Again, does it go back to the whole thing with the Atlantic guy? Really? I didn't think we were going to knock somebody out over that, nor should we. But for some reason, he is. We're waiting to see more clarification of what the reasons might be. I don't think he's disloyal to the president, though, that kind of nonsense. I think he's was a great choice. This is the type of patriotic American you want in there. So we will see how this plays out. All right. Now, on a lighter note, but a more fraudulent note, here we go again with this Gottheimer guy. He's the guy running on the side of the Democrat side in Jersey. He's the guy that even the Inquirer says, they're the ones that falsified his Spotify account to say that three Bruce Springsteen's, or maybe five of Springsteen's songs, were his top five listened to over the last number of years. Remember that whole thing? I mean, who does something like this? Well, he was endorsed yesterday by Stevie Van Zandt. Noted genius, who he's known for quite a while. And he likes what this guy would bring to government. I think he said something about affordability. He's a Democrat. What Democrat is bringing affordability to government? That's what he's running on, though. Jersey costs too much. Maybe if you're the Democrat nominee, that might not be a good thing to be running on. But as it looks now, I haven't asked Matt Rooney. On the Democrat side, it looks to be there's Mikey Sherrill, who is a former military person. Think Houlihan, though, in Chester County type. And is one of the people that not only voted against the Lake and Riley Act, but called it unconstitutional also. That's who will be their nominee. It's going to be close. It's going to be very close. Any one of them would be a disaster, of course. On the Republican side, all the polling looks like Jack Cetarelli is going to win going away, and I think that's appropriate. This is still a big race. Democrats are still in this. Don't ask me how, but it is Jersey. All right, 855-839-1210 now. You get on board. You can jump in. And by the way, this Inquirer article mentioned Springsteen, and they talked about the fact that how many times did they say Christie is? It was 140 or some crazy number had seen Springsteen. And they talk about the fact that when Christie was here in Philadelphia seeing him, he tweeted out 16 times how thrilled he was just in one show. All right, Governor Christie, fatal flaw right there. Something I really like that happened yesterday, that Matt Drudge kiddingly said he's going to sue Trump for $1 trillion. The White House is now putting out its own Drudge report. Now, the Drudge report is not as prominent today as it once. You don't hear people saying, oh, I saw that on Drudge. It tells you how far social media has gone. But at one point in time, the Drudge report and Matt Drudge was revolutionary. Now, he's rabidly anti-Trump, one of the worst anti-Trump out there. But I remember I was doing morning drive at WWDB. And I come in and I see this blood red with Drudge way before a show about Monica Lewinsky. I don't think he said the name then, but he had it first. Others had it, and they dropped it. They wouldn't print it. Matt Drudge did. That's really what put him on the map. So the White House Drudge report, though, essentially has Trump-friendly and conservative trendy media and all the information they put out. We'll see if they develop Drudge has an eye for a story that he's going to put up there that you can't believe. You know, funny stuff, wild stuff, something political. It's a good idea, though. Their communications department is really moving things forward. It's one of the smoothest things that the Trump campaign has done and continues to do. If you have a comment on Waltz, though, should he have been kicked out? It appears to be over a single gate. I don't know any other reason why. And I just, I don't see it. This guy is a real deal. This is as patriotic of an American as you possibly could want. And I'm not sure internally what Mike Waltz would do to lose the favor of the president, but it seems to be the case. All right, we're excited here in downtown Philadelphia, though, except for parking, that Bernie Sanders will be at City Hall. I think they're walking down Broad Street, you know, causing other people who actually work for a living, traffic nightmares and all, protesting. Really, it's anti-Trump. But what? Oh, a new allegation, too. New allegation on the Maryland man. Because I think today they're going to be lionizing this guy at this rally in downtown Philadelphia, the guy from El Salvador. Fox News reporting that his wife made a recording and still has it, in addition to the protective orders. And this is why I don't care about too much else. This is at the top of my list, and I wanted to know if it's at yours. Whatever else President Trump did, the big, beautiful deal, which if that happens, it's going to be revolutionary. That's almost secondary to me. I want this guy back here to end them complaining about it. And then I want him handcuffed, shackled, and put on another plane to another country that they've worked out. And I wonder if that's a high priority for you. Fox reporting, Bill Malugian, that the wife had a tape made in which she has him on tape telling her, I could kill you, and you know, and I know, nobody's going to do anything about it. With all kinds of allegations about why, because of his gang pressure, because he's here illegally and getting away with stuff. Imagine this guy. I can kill you, and you know, and I know, nobody's going to do anything about it. And we're going to allow this guy to stay here. This is a drive, because I think at some point he'll come back from El Salvador. And I hope they have it all ready instantly. No more trials, no more alleged due process. This guy can't stay on the same soil as Americans. I could kill you, and we both know nothing's going to happen to me. All righty, 855-839-1210. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I think we, Henry, you satisfied with clarification now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Sometimes these side questions get to be exhausting. Some are so straight up, you know. We're always looking for good side questions. It's a lot of fun with it. And particularly when it's something we've never done or thought of before, it is really interesting. By the way, we'll have the winner tomorrow, thanks to Jim Harvey over at on the Boulevard, Gallo's, that great seafood salad, Roe Loves. I love their seafood, though. And the burger bar, that's the other restaurant attached. Whatever your choice is, Jim does great work there, right there on Ron and the Boulevard. 855-839-1210.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up, Hank Johnson. Guam did not fall into the sea, but Hank Johnson, the congressman from Texas, who brought impeachment up many times himself, seems to think Hispanic folks only hang at Home Depot. I'll play you that in just a moment. William Shatner should be with us 2:15 this coming Monday. Obviously, one of my top 10. I think I've interviewed him four times. Just an unbelievable life and the things that he's been involved in and talk radio guest. He's coming here for Fan Expo again. And he's got to be 92, 93 somewhere. He went into space recently, much better than Katy Perry and the others. So that's a treat. Monday at around 2:15, we'll be doing that. I told you, though, Democrats today, Mr. Garcia, hell-bent of over that again, Fox News reporting that the wife filed, we know, two times. And they have a tape, or she has a tape, in which he bragged about killing her. I know it's maddening. They're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Hakeem Jeffries, who originally was on board, has nixed sending Madeleine Dean and these others to El Salvador. He thinks we're not going to do that. But Kamala Harris yesterday seems to think we should be doing that. Here's the former president, Henry, this vice president, talking about who she's inspired by. I don't know if there's any cackles in this. We already played the cackles with the elephants. Here's Kamala Harris.
Including congressional leaders like Cory Booker, Chris Van Hollen, Chris Murphy, Jasmine Crockett, Maxwell Frost, AOC, and Bernie Sanders.
The accent, the weirdness of it, it's just off-putting even more than it was before.
Yeah. She sounds completely different than that clip we played from earlier.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
She's talking to like a kindergarten class.
The Venn diagrams. When we used to play that one, and she had these really smart kids, and she's saying, you'll have eyes for space. She's walking up to them like this. To think that she was even remotely close to the presidency, there's no way she comes back from this. All right, let's go to Bill in Montgo. Bill's next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, Dom, Dan, and Henry. Yeah, first of all, I'm sure you're going to do this anyway with the president of the AFL-CIO. Ask him if J.B. Pritzker is an oligarch. I would love to know the answer to that. But the reason I'm calling is about Mike Waltz. He's a fellow VMI graduate, Virginia Military Institute.
Okay.
And when August broke with the Signal chat, he took responsibility, but not accountability. He should have resigned right away when all the facts started coming to light. It was, first of all, it was an embarrassment having that reporter on the group chat, the Signal chat, but that was classified information. And, you know, we were lambasting Hillary. There's a word for the side question about the email scandal. Yeah. And they were divulging classified information. And Dom, there's no excuse for that.
Well, technically, I don't know. I agree the information was really sensitive. I still don't think he should have resigned, though, because he was relying on somebody who triggered that to get into that Signal chat. Now, I don't think they should be doing Signal. They better not be doing it now. I know it's convenient to them. That was a gripe I have. But we're going to lose a guy like this who gave up so much over that. I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I do. And, okay. And I have the utmost respect for him. I mean, he's a true warrior. You know, he's been there, done that. You know, but, you know, it goes back to the same alma mater that, you know, we both went to, you know, teaching that sense of responsibility and accountability. And, you know, he should have stepped up. You know, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. And what's the mispronunciation or messed up word?
Well, maybe this is me. It's supposed to be no holds barred,
right,
as in like wrestling. And a lot of people just say no holds barred. And I have to admit, for like 4 years of my life, I was doing exactly that.
All right. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. I like the granite is the best one you came up instead of granite so far.
Yeah. I feel like that's the layup, the easiest one to explain this question, everybody. Like,
yeah. By the way.
Maybe I burst some bubbles, too. Like, it's not granite? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The no holds barred trigger to me. I was riveted watching the Hulk this morning announcing, and we're going to try to get him on, this real American wrestling. It's not going to be WWE. Apparently, it's going to be real wrestling with some swagger. I don't think people are going to watch that.
That's going to work.
Yeah, but they had all the biggies.
No.
They have all the biggies, though. They got Hulk.
Yes.
They had that guy.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's really going to be throwing down a real wrestling match.
He's one of the, and Bischoff is the.
Eric Bischoff, old NWO guy at WCW.
They're in charge.
TV producer turned into commissioner.
Yeah, they're the guys.
I love it.
They're the guys charged with marketing this. And that's
they're talking like real, like collegiate style wrestling, but with swagger.
But they do all kinds of annex coming in and all. Is that
enough? Do they have any names attached to this, like wrestlers? Why? Do they have that one kid from college wrestling that has a ton of swagger? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Gable Stevenson?
Yeah.
I think so. And they have females that I've heard of. So,
interesting.
There we go.
Huh.
Yeah, if we can get Hulk Hogan on, he can promote whatever he wants.
I'd be willing to hear that. Yeah, this pitch out. I'd be willing to hear it out.
Yeah, he wasn't in full throat this morning, you know, when he did his pitch. It was pretty bad.
So reading about this, though, it really comes from that there's some kind of strategy behind it. Because what we saw was when Hendrickson beat, again, I forget his name, Gable Stevenson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went over to Trump. There was such a moment there. And the hype around the tournament here in Philadelphia this year it's been unseen. And a lot of it's due to the rising popularity of MMA, UFC. A lot of these guys leave college wrestling, go into a different path. If you can create a world where these collegiate wrestlers can continue on with their path and actually have people watch it, then that's amazing. It's been done before many times, trying to get collegiate wrestling or amateur wrestling on a grand stage. Mm-hmm. It's just never been done right, but you mentioned Hulk Hogan. The name that really does fascinate me is
Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and I'm excited to see what happens because there is that hype that's in collegiate wrestling right now coming off some heat after this Philadelphia tournament.
Yeah, but I mean, if they do real wrestling moves and all, they're not coming off the top rope. There's not guys tapping out and all. You know what I mean? It's going to be lacking. That's going to be impossible to promote it that way. But I'm glad to see they're going to give
finishing
it a
shot. Moves and stuff like that. That'd be cool.
Well, yeah.
Chair under the mat.
Yeah, it's going to be. They said it's going to be straight up, but that somehow or another it will have swagger.
Yeah, I can still see someone pulling off like an F5. Though,
Okay,
an attitude adjustment.
Yeah. We'll get Hogan on. I'm sure you guys will work. They want to promote it. I think they're doing a massive amount of media around this. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. And Bill just referenced, we do have the Philadelphia head of the AFL-CIO coming on at 2 o'clock. Thrilled with that. Because this is a show where we just don't preach to the choir. That doesn't mean I agree with any of this. In fact, I want to hear from more union people. I'm shocked. In Dom's mindset, I don't know day to day. SEIU, Marxist almost, or, you know, radical. Building trades, they wouldn't have Bernie Sanders. They always say, Bernie, they're not going to be doing that. I don't think. Johnny Dock up there with Bernie Sanders. Come on. Frank Keel. Frank, if you're listening, give us a call. You know, Johnny Dock's PR guy. You're not going to have Bernie Sanders there, right? But the AFL-CIO is an interesting development, particularly how Trump has broken through. And this, this is a moment, though, where Republicans have to take a look at the idea post-Trump can we hold working, so-called working people, unions? I think Trump is the only, J.D. Vance, Don Trump Jr. All right, coming up, we're going to get you an update from one of the top, the top Republican in Harrisburg. We had him on before, around the real ID. My strategy in the real ID with you is to say this. Don't do it unless you definitely know you're going to have to fly soon and or you're going to a federal facility. If you're going to jail, you're not going to need it. They're going to take you in there. Check that one off. Federal, I'm going to federal prison. You don't need the real ID. I'm serious. That's what they're saying in Kentucky. Tell people don't do it. That'll free up the lines. I don't know if Jesse Topper will agree. We'll talk with him next on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now with prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling them back, pricing to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue's rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. So whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-LIFE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss the opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010, rollback prices, and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. All right, it is Dom time. I remember when we got this email, this release from the Republicans in Harrisburg about Josh Shapiro. How in the world are you not going to take care of people? The lines are bulging already. We're now, what, about 5-6 days away from real ID being in effect. You know my strategy with it, but I wanted to get on the top House Republican leader, the minority leader, Representative Jesse Topper, back with us. Leader, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back.
Well, my idea with this, I'm following the guys in Kentucky. They asked for more time because they wanted to tell people, don't do it. That would free up the lines for those that have to do it because of a impending flight next 6 months or some federal business. What do you think of that strategy?
Well, look, I'm never going to tell anybody not to do it, but it is a good time to remind folks that just because the deadline is in effect doesn't mean you have to get it by that day.
Right.
If you're not planning a trip or you're not going, you know, away for or planning on being on a flight another year or something, then there's really no reason to make yourself wait in that line when in a couple months you can do the same thing. So I think that's just it, educating people that just because it goes into effect, the quote-unquote deadline, does not mean that from here on out you can't get real ID. You certainly can.
Representative, we're hearing with listeners, too, they feel they go through all the hoops, but somehow or another it's not the right paper. They just don't seem to be able to comply. I'm sure you're hearing that. What do you tell people about that? What can be done about that?
Yeah, look, we're helping everyone who comes into our office, making sure they have what they need, contacting the DMV before they go down, ensuring that this will be the accurate information. It's complex. Look, it's the typical government mandate mess, Dom. I mean,
right.
This is what happens when, you know, when government becomes too intrusive, whether it's supposedly for people's safety or not. The bureaucracy is always going to move slow. It's always going to be too much paperwork. Everything that we always fear when it comes to the government getting involved in something is playing itself out now with this rollout. So we're just, you know, I know any member of the House that is helping folks, and I'm sure the Senate as well, get the right documentation they need, just trying to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Wanted to turn our attention, because it has national implications, really, the budget this time around with Josh Shapiro. We had somebody on this week, Stacey Garrity, and did not feel, I'm glad she was truthful, that you guys, because of the nonsense in the House, I guess, could hold Josh Shapiro to what made him in the national darling, I guess, you know, the line about children of God and we need school choice, then he reneged on that big time. It would seem that he would want to have that mantle again is school choice Texas, for example. Now, more fertile ground, harder for you guys. Just went full bore, $1 billion for school choice. What is going to happen this time?
Well, as long as the House Republican Caucus is in the negotiating room, school choice will be on the table. Obviously, how that manifests itself, there's a lot that's on the table with this budget. We need to turn our economic growth around here in Pennsylvania, get it on a better track with energy production and energy development. Again, school choice is always on the table. Voter ID needs to be on the table. But when it really comes down to these numbers, if we don't turn the economy around in Pennsylvania with more energy production, then these numbers simply don't add up moving forward. So it's going to be a tricky budget cycle. But yes, education reform will always be at the top of our list.
Governor Shapiro, at least on paper, would be to seem to be on the side of energy doing that. Is that true or not, though? Is he not?
Well, those are the words. That's the rhetoric. But the ironic thing is, with one swipe of the pen, he could remove Pennsylvania from the regional greenhouse gas initiative that Governor Wolf put us into with a swipe of a pen, an executive order. We're saying that that's the number one issue that could bring stability to the market when it comes to energy production, and he hasn't done it yet. And I don't know why that has to be a budget negotiation piece when the industry is saying that that is why you see the growth in Ohio and West Virginia and you don't see it in Pennsylvania. So you know, I do appreciate the words and the rhetoric, but at some point we need the action to match it.
Well, I think we both know, but for listeners, in Pennsylvania, I think that would be popular for Shapiro, but national aspirations, he's worried, as he was the last time, about the left wing of the party. That would be damaging. One other area, I read, you would know better. You're right there. Games of skill, of chance, and all that. That's one stream. The one I'm interested in, though, is marijuana legalization. Scale of 1 to 10, if I could. Could that happen as a revenue stream here?
Two. I just don't think that's I don't think that's realistic for this session.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean, I think there's too many parties that are too far apart on the implementation, and quite frankly, I just don't believe that's a wise source of revenue for us to pursue at this moment with all the instability that's out there at the federal level. Perhaps next session, you know, I'm not saying it's going to go away, but if you're asking me the likelihood of this session, I think it's a long way away from happening.
What's been your position on it? Because, and again, you would know, you have a better gut instinct. Polling-wise, I think we're pretty close in Pennsylvania. If it were on the ballot, I think it might pass, not like Jersey, 60-40. Could be 51-49. Would it pass?
It very well might. I mean, but here's the problem. It's not just that's not what is before us. It's just simply a pass or fail mechanism. You know, one side wants to see it in the state stores. I'm absolutely opposed to that. The industry doesn't even want to see that. You know, the federal government still it's still not legal, and it's still a Schedule I narcotic. It hasn't even moved to a Schedule III yet, which means, of course, because it's illegal at the federal level, you can't use credit. You can't expand with capital. We're seeing in the medical world with medical marijuana a lot of layoffs because the industry simply can't get off the ground like they thought they would here. So there's a lot of issues behind it as opposed to do you think marijuana should be legal? Well, yes, maybe you think that, but how does that policy, and that's where there's huge gaps right now.
What did Jersey do? Do you have any sense? How do they do it then? I'm not saying it's thriving. I'm not in that camp, but it seems to be doing okay in Jersey. What is it that allowed them to do it?
Certainly better than in New York. I mean,
right.
New York, it's been a catastrophe. I think, look, you have to manage the tax rate. The problem with trying to go after all this money and revenue is that with too high of a tax rate, you would create essentially another illicit black, you know, another illicit market.
Right.
If Cousin Joey can grow it in his backyard and sell it for $2, well, then what are we doing going and getting it legally? So those kind of issues really determine whether the market's going to be successful in the state or not.
All right. Well, Representative, thank you so much. And again, the tip, listeners should contact their representative to kind of, before they get there at the DMV, if they're going to do this, and not then have a long line, then get turned away that they don't have the right stuff. So, and I guess the bottom line, too, is I just wanted to clarify that. And I'm surprised you may know him better. I just have him as a sparring partner. You actually have to deal with him. I mean, I have, when he was here, a Governor Shapiro. I thought he would swoop in when you came on with me and you guys were saying he's got to do more hours, he's got to open up. I thought that would be his move, to swoop in and pretend at least.
Well, look, I thought so, too. I mean, anything we can do to make any bureaucracy more user-friendly should be embraced if you want to see good response from constituents. But we'll keep pushing it on our end and see what happens.
Thank you. Thanks, Representative, very much. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks, Tom.
Representative Jesse Topper here with where they're going with the budget. I think Pennsylvania's over the line as far as I judge by talk radio. This were 10 years ago, and you said legalize marijuana, they'd be like, oh, my God, get this guy out of here. Now it's just not, you know, it's a close call type. In Jersey, obviously. And it's worked in Jersey somewhat. Is Shapiro going to do that? I'm not sensing Republicans are driven enough to get school choice over the finish line. I believe school choice is the secret sauce. You open that up, and America's going to be different. How do they stop it? How do they continue to do this? I'm going to ask about that with the AFL-CIO because they're for workers, their families. I give them that, their union. Guy's coming up here in about 15 minutes. My first question is, though, why Bernie Sanders on May Day? This is an unusual choice. It's a marquee. You got to face it on their side. This is the progressive marquee. The only one better would be AOC, probably. So 855-839-1210. Come to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. These verbal mistakes, mispronunciations, faux pas, all of that thrown in today on May Day. And we're about 13 minutes away from a big guest, the guy that's the host, the AFL-CIO, Bernie Sanders. By the way, in the Dugan, I think they have one more thing on Port Richmond or something coming up. The Dugan-Krasner thing. Dugan has more money running more spots. In one, he said, I've seen up close our district attorney fail to bring real reform or make us safe. Now he wants us to believe he can take on Trump. Get real. All right. I can live with that as an effective type of thing here with Krasner. And Krasner's ads are saying, not only did he make us safe, now he's taken on Trump and his billionaire buddies. Ah, God, it just never ends. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hey, Jesse, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
You know, when I was growing up, the word was et cetera. Now
right.
It's become et cetera.
Yes, yes, subtle mispronunciation. I think I do it occasionally in the heat of battle. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. All right, thank you, Jesse. We'll put you down for that. That's today's side question coming off May Day and Justin Timberlake and how that word is viewed. You can hit us with
can
that.
Can I write another one?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
One that really grinds my gears that you hear often here in Philly, especially. Gabagool.
Oh.
Yeah, like, come on. And it's referring to our interview yesterday, but gabagool, mozzarella. It's just mispronounced by Jerseyans in Philadelphia. It's not Italian.
Calamud.
No, it's calamari.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The blasphemy. It's calamud. Come on.
My dad says something that just bugs me so much. Rather than saying coupons, he says coupons. What do you say?
I think I say coupon.
Yeah.
Coupon.
Yeah,
coupon.
It's coupon.
I don't
think
so.
What world is it?
No,
it's COU. It's not COO.
That's pedantic.
No, it's not. It's coupon. It's pronounced
coupon.
It's coupon.
Is that something you picked up in Indiana or something?
No, it's normal.
We may have to go to the national board for a ruling on that. Okay. The representative, I know, reluctant to say to you, well, he did in his own way. You don't have to have it by this. So does that relieve things? Don't kill yourself to get it by May 7th. I don't even know if you really need it in the end. I have to admit, I admire what they're doing in Jersey. Only 17% have done it. Enough already. I don't know I go quite as far as Dan when we talked yesterday, but the less information, the less data, the less government, the less people handling it, we hear all the time, oh, what could go wrong? It's foolproof. Stop it already. The less facial recognition, the problem we have in this country, you have people here illegally. You have people that we don't profile at airports because of any number of factors. So everybody has to take their shoes off. I don't mind. But how about some people that have any number of things that experts would look at and say, maybe we should have a talk with them? Yesterday, Philadelphia wants to spend more on drones now. I don't want to spend more drone cameras and doing more of this nonsense. Lock up the people, push back against Krasner, the police chief and mayor. What's a better strategy? More drones or jumping into this race and saying Krasner is not going to make you safe? Let him loose. Larry wants to do that. We don't need more cameras on all Americans. We don't need more hurdles on Americans. What we have to do, we don't need more shoplifting task force. Arrest people for shoplifting. Go after them on this. We've talked about all these quality of life crimes that you get away with in Philadelphia that Krasner has put on steroids. No more spying, no more speed cameras on Roosevelt. You have people that speed all the time. They either don't have licenses, they don't have a license plate. How much have we gone through this? You got a Commonwealth court. How many years has it been that they've allowed this city councilman, the Isaiah Thomas guy, to get away with the fact that he thinks you need to green book if you're a black male to travel in Philadelphia? Remember that? So he just wants a ticket sent in the mail or ignore all these violations. So we have people running wild out there. We bring on a Pat Malloy from Abington. They show up there and they're amazed. You have to drive with a license plate. You can't have those phony tags. Stop it already with the drones. Stop it already with more cameras. Because if you find these people and you don't prosecute them, or Krasner won't, and this guy that is the SEPTA prosecutor, I may have to go and knock on his door. Is he in an underground office? We don't know where he is. Unemeyer? Mr. Unemeyer, call the show someday. What have you done in almost a year? We had on the head of SEPTA, and he said, oh, I'm going to be meeting with him tomorrow. I don't think he's prosecuted a case yet. We put you in there to stop Krasner. All right, let's see. Let's go to John on a car phone on talk radio in a car. All right, John, what do you have here?
Hey, Dom. Good to talk to you. I was listening earlier and then had to go into the doctor's office for a visit, but you know, Dan is wrong. It's not coupon because you spell that Q-U-E.
Right.
If I'm an Indian back in the Wild West days and I count coup because I chopped off the top of your head and took your scalp, that's C-O-U-P. That's coupon.
Well, any C-O-U-P. Way that we put Dan in a corner, I'm all for that. So
yeah,
there you go.
Scalping, you could have just said car coupe, like a two-door car.
Okay. Well, it's the same, but it has an E on the end, right?
All right. What's yours, John?
Just simply the word ax instead of ask. If you're going to ax me anything, I'm likely to 45 you right in the chest with a 45 caliber slug. You come at me with an ax, you're going to get something in return.
All right. Thank you, John. The violence in that call. Seriously. Going after Dan with the scalps, going after the axing.
Kind of nervous
with
a guy.
Yeah. All right. I want to give full time every second. Coming up, happy to bring you the head. It's Danny Border, right?
Danny, we'll get the pronunciation.
Okay, it looks like Border, the head of the AFL-CIO, and he's just about 2 hours away from opening up the mic for Bernie Sanders. Why that choice made?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.